Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. With the price of just about everything going up during inflation, we thought we'd bring our prices down. So to help us, we brought in a reverse auctioneer, which is apparently a thing.
Mint Mobile Unlimited Premium Wireless. I bet you get 30, 30, I bet you get 30, I bet you get 20, 20, 20, I bet you get 20, 20, I bet you get 15, 15, 15, 15, just $15 a month, sold.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Trade just yet. Sit down and strap in for the Ultimate Super Coach Podcast. It's time to win your leagues and dominate your mates. This is the Jewel Position Podcast, hosted by Whisperer and Adriana Soros.
The mighty Melbourne Storm, as Ado alluded to last episode, knocked out by some team.
Don't ask me. Green machine, mate. We just love playing those Melbourne Storms. Although they did eliminate us in a prelim a couple of years ago after our grand final year where we got robbed. I won't get into that with you. But, they're a good team. Oh, look, I think they've had transition periods and they're always right up near the top, aren't they? And if they get a year where everyone's healthy and fit, they're going to be surely there and about. I know they've lost a lot of troops, but I think they were all washed up, weren't they?
Yeah, yeah. The Bromwich boys, the Kafusis of the world, all washed up. When we spoke about the Cowboys yesterday, you had them in fourth. I had them in sixth. Today, you've got Melbourne Storm in sixth. I've got them in fourth. Bit of a switcheroo.
We've done a switcheroo. I mean, they're not in fourth for me because, you know, you're replacing these guys who've done it all in the game and played rep footy, and you're putting Trent Lauriero in there.
Come on, mate. Put some respect on Tarek Sims' name. Thank you very much.
Tarek Sims, he's like 32 as well. They've replaced an old thing with an old thing. No, I like Tarek actually as a player. I've always been a big fan. I just think when you lose as much as you have, they didn't make the top four last year. They butchered it, didn't they? And that's probably the reason they were eliminated. They're actually probably a way better team than the Raiders. They just had one go at it, and we're the team that I know that bellyache would have just gone, no, not the Raiders, as soon as he knew that it was do or die. This year, I just think maybe losing. I mean, they've got an absolutely terrific spine if they're all healthy. The big question, a la Tommy Turbo, is Pat. Had a look at Pat's knee. What would happen to it?
Yeah, it was. I saw it on Instagram. He had some contraption on it. It was like pulsating. It looked like some kind of BDSM device.
Jack White did that.
Look, you say that the best spine, we have four guns. The four guns are the spine. It's probably the best spine in the comp. Unlike Manly, I think they can survive without them. Now, I have a question posed to you. We know Cameron Munster's a gun. You know, we're not here to discuss his value. Do we see regression in Cam Munster because he's now signed a new contract? Last year was a contract year, re-signed, who knows?
A little chubbier from what I saw as well. I think he's definitely back on the beers.
Don't tell me that. He's in my team. Fuck.
Oh, Cam Munster's back on the beers. Last year, I knew he wasn't on the beers. I knew he wasn't there for round one, but once I knew he wasn't on the beers, I sat him for round one and went, Cam Munster's my man. And it worked. I don't think I traded him all year. I'm not on him this year. Oh, he's a gun, and he will be a gun still this year, but for 848?
Yeah, I found the cash for him just because. Will he stay there? I don't know.
I don't even know what your team is. If he starts in fullback, I'll find a way.
Oh, yeah, 100%. I'm banking on the fact that he does start fullback, but if he doesn't, I don't know. I feel like I can just pick him and stick him there. Not here to discuss Cam Munster too much.
He's a gun. He's a gun. He'll still get gun scores. He's one of those halves that has the beautiful floor. He'll never score bad for you.
No. Very much a hog as well. Loves a run, loves a tackle.
Yeah, loves
Harry Grant, 817K. Now, I don't know how much you want to read into
You're
it.
You're a wizard, Harry!
I don't know how much you want to read into it, but without Pappenhausen, he only averages 65. With Pappenhausen, averages about 95. So
Harry Grant is getting some regular first grade. He doesn't need Pappenhausen anymore. He's growing as a player. This what you saw last year, of all the players that we discuss in this thing about, oh, they don't do this with this player, Harry Grant, he's just gone, I don't need anyone anymore. I don't need anyone. I'm going to do it.
He's so good.
Harry Grant is the captain of the team. He's in charge, and he'll do whatever he wants. Harry Grant is the best hooker you could possibly have, and if you're going to treat yourself, you will buy a Harry Grant and you'll never, you can just black that part of your screen out. You don't even need to see how the score's going.
I genuinely think if you picked Pappenhausen and Grant, or Pappenhausen, if you picked Grant and Cheese, you don't have to touch your hookers all year.
Not at all. He's such a great player. I think he's getting his hands on the ball more. He's directing sort of attack because he's such an attacking hooker. Cheese is gone. There's no one stealing his thunder. Everyone talks about Robson being a good pick, even if there's someone on the bench. Harry's getting all the minutes.
Yeah, 100%.
He's getting just washed in those minutes. I love him as a pick. I've had him my team in and out, and I've abused him, but he's going to be a gun this year. I reckon he's all right. Here's a big spicy one.
Fuck you.
80 plus.
That's not very spicy because he averaged 80 last year.
Did he average 80?
Yeah.
All right. Well, I'll say 90.
That's spicy. Okay.
All right. 90.
All right. Yeah. This is why the Dual Position Podcast is, you know, one of the best podcasts on the planet. We provide very high in depth details. Like Cam Munster is pretty good. So is Harry Grant.
Yeah, they're pretty good.
Let's discuss Pappenhausen, because if anything, you know, miracles come true, he's available for round one. 951K. I can't do it on principle because the prick was my captain when he went down.
Yeah. I mean, is he the most expensive player in the game?
Yeah, he is.
Yeah. If you're going to pick the most expensive player in the game, they need to be fit enough to crack a walnut with their ass crack. They need to be tip top, strong. He's not. He's gone over to this America thing. He may come back and be, you know, he may score well, but with that knee, the big concern is whether he can get to the speed
I just think he loses so much of that, like just the snap factor that he had.
Yeah, the little explosive off the mark. The first 15 meters, I reckon there's no faster in the game. And that is a real asset for him because he's a small body. I'm not touching him.
I didn't want to pay 1.2. I was very anti-Turbo last year because I wanted to be 100% sure if I was paying that much money. And even if Pappenhausen was named round one, I'm not going there. I can't. Like, I never like using the phrase, I'm not picking a player because he's injured. It's why I'll always go back to the Turbo wagon. But, like, Pappenhausen needs to show me that he can just get through 10 games without a niggle, because as an owner, watching him just go for a hit up, you just wince every time. You're like, fuck, please don't get injured. Please don't get hurt.
Watching him and Turbo, the only problem is that Pappenhausen still costs $951.
You can buy nearly two turbos for one Pap.
So. You buy two turbos for Pappenhausen. We're doing maths here. But no, you're not going to buy. You're not going to. If anyone takes a pump on. What's his name? Pappenhausen.
Don't come crying to us.
Send me a DM and we'll throw a bet down.
Yeah, if you pick Pap, don't come crying to me when he inevitably fails. In saying that, clip this up when he scores 120 round one.
Yeah, definitely.
Jerome Hughes, we spoke about him the other day as well. Both huge, huge fans. If you want to pot up and don't go Hines, don't hate the Hughes shout. I think, yeah, like we said a couple of days ago, Supercoach Guns posted, I think he averaged 85 without Pappenhausen in the side. So some very, very enticing numbers from Jerome Hughes.
Yeah, I do love a bit of Jahrome.
I've never, he's a good honestly, player. I've played Supercoach for 7 years now, and I know he hasn't been relevant for that long, but I've never owned him, ever.
Oh, yeah, I love me a bit of a Jahrome. I love a running half. If he was a goal kicker, that would be perfect.
Oh,
I don't know how good he
is. Hey, you remember when the Storm went through that weird phase where like Munster couldn't kick one, so they gave Harry Grant a couple of conversions? I'm surprised you just didn't.
Harry Grant, a goal kicking Harry on his 80. He would average 90. I like Jerome as an option because there are definitely concerns when it comes to going with a Hines and a Cleary. Now, if you do decide to go that avenue, there are going to be sacrifices that you make over the year to have those two players. And I think he's a nice alternative.
And it's obviously an obvious thing here, but Jerome Hughes is a Kiwi as well. Just another tick in his book.
That's my Kiwi accent.
Another tick in the book.
Beach Disney.
That he won't miss any time over Origin.
Yep.
We like
Jerome. We like him.
I don't agree with this. I agree with it if he's playing on the wing or in the center. I don't agree with this. I'm sure if he lines up at fullback, you change your stance on Nick Meaney.
I do.
Yeah.
I think if they do, I mean, when if Paps is, I think if it's a short-term thing for Paps, they will probably just go with Meaney. The reason being that they're like, well, it's three rounds, so we'll just do Meany because he does it very competently.
Oh, yeah, no, I don't
want to upset the Munster.
I need five, six rounds. I need 5, 6 rounds of Meany to be viable. I can't do three.
Yeah. I reckon. Well, so when do you think Paps is going to come back?
Oh, I probably think three.
Yeah, I think if it's going to be 3 weeks, they'll probably go with Meany at fullback because they're like, well, Munster and Hughes, that combo is so important and Meany's not going to ever let us down. If they're looking at 5 to 7 rounds, I reckon they go Munster. Yeah. If it's 5 rounds, I think they go Munster because they're like, that's too long to be relying on a Meany in the fullback position. If he's comparable in the 6 and the 1, I just reckon if it's long term, they go Munster because he's absolutely dynamic in the fullback position. So for me, Meany, I think, based on when I think Pappenhausen's going to come back, I think he won't be in the fullback position.
Yeah, if you tell me Meany was lining, if you tell me Meany got 6 weeks at fullback, then I'd probably own him as well. But yeah, understandable why you've chucked him as mum's base.
I've got him in the scenario just because I think he will be out. He might start. He could trick some people to bring him in because he might be starting there in round 1, 2, 3.
Yeah.
I just reckon that could be a mistake.
I think we can brush over a couple of these cash cows. Not too sure how relevant Jack Howarth is.
When's he going to get some of this money they're paying him? Well, is he going to play or what?
I've got a little bit of intel from some Melbourne that apparently he has an attitude problem. And that's...
Does he?
You know, not favourable with old bellyache. But, you know, he's young.
Paying $500K a year, he's just like, fuck. I was like, screw you, Bellamy. Getting paid enough. I don't have to like you.
No sponsors right now to monitor our swearing. But yeah,
I am seeing him in a lot of teams.
I just think he's cheap.
I don't think he's going to get the run, personally.
No, I mean, you look at a 2RF centre wing bottom dollar, of course people are going to pick him, but no, not for me. Nor is Tom Eisenhuth, despite being my team mascot a couple of years ago. I just don't see any viable option for him.
Oh, you know, I have heard whispers myself.
He's training there, but they can fuck off. I just don't believe it.
No, well, I mean, we're talking about if old mate from the Cowboys gets picked to start.
Jack Goss.
If the Goss gets picked to start, which is probably very unlikely, let's be honest. But if it is Tom Eisenhuth, I know that Bellyache likes him.
Oh, he just likes boring players. That's why Josh King got fucking 55 minutes again.
Dallas Johnson. he's trying to find that 13. But I think Tom Eisenhuth, if he did start in the second row, you could do a hell of a lot worse.
100%.
279.
I really think
it's low percentage that he will.
Available at center wing.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me, because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
That's right. People in the center row. He's in the center wing. He's played 50 minutes.
All right. I'm not seeing the love for Remus Smith. I don't get it. I mean, before injury, he sucked. After injury, you know, it's whatever.
He's got some heritage about him. He's got a good name behind him. And he's actually shown glimpses of being a good player. I think the reason why people are going him is because he looks like a likely thing, doesn't he?
Oh, I mean, he looks good.
A lot of things we're seeing are not a likely thing.
He looks good, and he plays at Melbourne Storm, but he just doesn't score points. I just don't know. Like, even before the injury last year, he wasn't fantastic, so I'm not keen on Remus Smith at all. Are you?
I've got him in my team.
Yeah. I talked you out of him a couple of weeks ago. And
well, who have you got in your bloody centres? Have you got an expensive player in there?
I have Hayes Perham. I have Chance Nickel. I've got Chance Nickel Clockstar.
Yeah.
I have Hammer. And I've got Tommy Talau.
Oh, I mean, Tommy's not even a sure thing. And I bet your Remus scores more than Hammer.
Oh, probably. Oh, more than Hammer. I thought you were going to say more than Tommy.
No, I think I like Tommy Talau as a player. I really do. If Tommy Talau got the run, I'll turn Remus into Tommy Talau because I like.
Well, I think you may as well do that now because I'm pretty sure he's going to start.
All right. Well,
I've heard some whispers that old Trent Lahero might have locked down an edge position at 365K.
Ooh, yeah. I mean, there's a lot of chat. I've seen Alicia Katoa in a lot more teams. I've heard Lahero is a chance. whoever gets the run out of Alicia Katoa or Lauriero, couldn't you do a hell of a lot worse than
I don't see a world where
5 and 4, 11.
It could actually be both, to be honest. But well, they both could get edges because that sort of goes hand in hand with Tarik Sims, who's being looked at a bit of a middle. So
they're saying they're putting him at lock. And he is getting older, so there's a possibility. That's what we're trying to do with Elliot Whitehead at the Raiders. If it's Lauriero and Alicia Katoa starting in the second row, you've got to grab one of them.
Who, who? Do you go Lehera or do you go Katoa with the upside? Because
Katoa strikes me as
the kind of guy that he'll have 3 missed tackles and Bellamy be like, oh, fuck, see ya.
Katoa?
Yeah.
Yeah, Lauriero is probably more of the mold than the belly.
It just doesn't have the upside.
Yeah, he doesn't have the upside. I think that Bellamy is going to get Katoa. He's going to get Katoa into it as an elite player.
Yeah, this is a narrative that you've been spinning all preseason. I want to see it.
I'm so big on Katoa. If both of those guys start in the second row, I'm going Katoa. Yeah. I'm going to pay the extra 40K.
That's fair. So would I, to be honest. And Christian Welch, 464K.
Yep. In a popular lot of pick.
I don't see it.
I've seen him on the training track, and he seems to be running, Welch fast.
Hey, I just prefer Gilbert.
Isn't he a Harvard graduate?
I just prefer Gilbert. I just prefer Thompson. I just prefer Saifidi. Welch.
Prefer Saifidi? I've gone Saifidi personally myself because he's try scoring front row.
Also, not coming off the back of a fucking Achilles injury. Let's not forget that.
Those wretched things. Yeah, but he seems to be fit. I think he's had enough time to do it. Are you saying that if you see him in teams, you're like, well, that's
No. Like, I'm not calling him a trap. I just think there's better options.
Yeah, I agree. I've gone Dan Saifidi and I've gone Gilbert. I prefer those guys. Would you prefer Lindsay Collins to him?
No, I'd probably prefer Welch.
Yeah, so we know where he sort of sits in the pecking order.
I would probably rank them. Gilbert 1, Saifidi 2, Luke Thompson 3, Christian Welch 4, Collins 5.
I'm probably in the same ballpark. So it's one of those ones where I think he's a talented player. He's origin sort of level, isn't he? So, it'd be a punt though, wouldn't it?
Oh, yeah, 100%, because, the history with those injuries. These last couple of episodes have been off the rails. Ado is about 10 beers deep, and I'm just hot.
They'll be viewable. They'll definitely be viewable. Ado's on the beers. I was like, can I leave this podcast and go grab another? I only brought in 4. But anyway, I'll be right.
Mate, after the amount of beers I watched you consume on the weekend, I'm surprised you can still drink more.
Yeah, the cricket, no. I mean, I spilled a lot of them too, so...
Mate, my leg... For anyone listening, so Ado was sat on my left-hand side. I remember I took my jeans off when I got home, and my left jean leg was so stiff because there was just so much dried fucking beer from Ado.
Oh, mate, it was Kando. He was sitting next to me, and he pointed out my wallet was 4 rows ahead.
Yeah, right. And I know how much cash you had on you that day as well. So,
yeah, so
Jesus.
Whatever. Enjoy the storm.
Enjoy the storm, yes. Fuck, that was a weird way to round up this episode.
That's how I've rounded it up. Love you all.
We've got two more teams to do, and then we'll be straight into the position podcasts where that's going to be our bread and butter. That's going to be a traditional Supercoach podcast that you're going to expect from us. Big in-depth analysis of all the players. The teams have been great to do a brief overview, but the position podcasts are really where you're going to hopefully pick up a lot of insight from people who try and call themselves experts, Nato and I. So,
I'll come in sober.
Enjoy the next two episodes. Enjoy the next two episodes. And footy's back very, very shortly. So we'll...
Exciting.
Yeah. All right, mate. We'll talk soon.
Legends. Thanks.
Bye.
Tired of ads interfering with your favorite sports podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay ahead of the game by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/sportsadfree. That's amazon.com/sportsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.